Hello, welcome to the Transmedia Podcast. I'm Natalie Rios, and today we have with us interactive screenwriter Camille Devoulois. I'll let her say her name correctly when she speaks. And she will be talking today about the Instagram graphic soap opera Été, which means the summer in English. So welcome, Camille. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And you can introduce yourself now.
So my name is Camille Duvet-Leroy.
Beautiful.
In perfect French. Yes. And I have so I live in France, and I'm one of the co-writers of Été, so summer in English. Yeah. And this is my first Instagram soap opera, and we produce it with Arte. It's a French broadcaster.
Excellent. So thank you very much for being here and sharing your experience with us. The first thing I'd like you to do, if you can explain us, what is Été, the summer?
Été? Yeah. Été, this is it's the story of Abel and Olivia, which is who are in couples. They are in love. Everything is okay for them. Yeah. They have great jobs and great lives. And just before moving together, they decided to spend one summer separately. Each one has his or her own bucket list. Yeah. So the bucket list is the things that you have to do before you die, or before you have you are 30 years old, or before, I don't know, but before. And so you have the story of Abel and Olivia. Each day you have a new episode, either with Abel or with Olivia, and you discover them, what they want to explore in the summer, what they missed, so you have different adventure. Mm-hmm. And on Instagram every day you have one episode is a story and an album in the timeline. And it's 10, I don't know how we say that in English, it's 10 pictures.
Yeah, 10 pictures.
Well, you have 10, you have picture animated, you have you have music, you have the localization, you have the, so you have different interactive stuff around the pictures because you are on Instagram.
Oh, that's really good. And where this idea come from?
It's always difficult to explain that. It's maybe a combination of different stuff that I explored before. I did different projects for like web documentaries or web fiction or interactive stories. And I have one disappointment, is the audience is not on the computers. Now they are on their mobile, they are on Facebook, they are on Instagram. And it was quite disappointing to work for 2 years on a project, and at the end you have only 10 or, I don't know, 1,000. I'm really bad in numbers in English, so you don't have enough. So it was the first point. The other point is I really wanted to do a story in the summer, during a summer, with the summer as a subject. And I really loved the feuilleton. It's the French word to describe a story that you have every day, a new episode, and you have to wait the next day. And you have in newspaper in the 19th centuries, and it's a very old format, but I really love it. And I want to break the binge watching of Netflix and everything. So I said, okay, if I do a soap opera or a feuilleton, I want a rendezvous every day, and you have to wait. Because I love the idea of waiting on the so fast world of internet. And Instagram, as this is the last point, and when I work on another project, I realize that when you have your own account on Instagram, it's a palindromic format, because you can do a story if you want at the end. You have three cases, you have three pictures by line. And for me, it was evident that I could write a palindrome in this format. So I said, okay, if I want to do something like a feuilleton and a palindrome, okay, Instagram is perfect. And Instagram is the network of summer for me. When you are in holidays, you post a lot of picture of you with the sunset and everything. So this is a summer social network, Instagram.
That is really interesting, because I was going to ask you if the story gave you the format or the platform, or if it was the other way around, if the platform gave you the story. But as you say, it looks like you had this story in your mind, and then you decided that Instagram was the best platform to deliver it, right?
Yeah, it's to be honest, it's a combination, because when I think about a project, I think both of the story and the format. Mm-hmm. For me, I want to write the stories and to create the format. So I have to think about where and how can I broadcast my story. And for me, the broadcasting is a part of the narrative works. So for me, it's only on Instagram that I could write summer. Mm. Because it was obvious for me, it's only on Instagram. I never think about another platform.
Yes, that is really interesting. Like, it's a whole thing. It's not separated.
Yeah.
The story and
no.
the format go
yeah.
together, and they tell a story together.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah. And I think it's really interesting as well, the concept that is a summer story and it runs in the summer. So it's almost like it's real time. So it's something that you write as it is happening.
It's
in real life summer. So I really like that.
This is really real time, because I have no idea how we say that in English, but in French we call the homochronie. It means that the time of the broadcasting, the time of your characters, and the time of you as a reader is the same.
Yeah.
And it was very important for me to write something that it take 2 months to live all this adventure. And so it's I think it's on Instagram it's very interesting to re-explore the real time, because you really have the impact for the readers. Mm-hmm. Because every day they was waiting their new episode, because it was at noon o'clock, and they waiting, and when we post later, we have comments to say, hey, where are you? I want my episode.
Yeah, that is really good. Can you tell us about the process of designing it and writing it? Because I'm curious if you wrote it before it was launched, or it was written during the summer. How was this whole process?
So first, I had the idea of the format and the feuilleton and the summer and everything, Instagram, da 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 da. After, I work with a producer, and we met Thomas Caden, which is a French comic writer who I really like, and with Joseph Safiedine, they give us the story of Abel and Olivia, the couple who are together at the beginning of the summer and who broke up. Sorry for the spoil. Broke up at the end. But if you read the story in the other way, they're quite separate at the beginning and they end together. So we have all this story. But to be sure that it works, to have this palindromic structure, we have to write everything before the broadcasting.
Yeah.
And we have to test, okay, if you read the story in this way. This episode is okay. This one, no, we can't have the location. It can't be here because yesterday was there, but yesterday in the other way is tomorrow, so it's not the same. So really write everything before and to read it in the both way. And after the writing, you have the sketching, and we are with Erwan Surcouf, is the illustrator. I don't know if the right name. It's okay. And so Erwan draws everything, and after we have the music, and when we launch ETE, everything was written already. Everything was drawings. We were ready. We couldn't change anything during the broadcasting because you have so many validation. Yeah. I don't know. You know. Voilà. So we can't. And the first year, so last year, we have in French and in German. So you have to translate your episode, and so not possible.
Did you have a process already to write these type of stories, or did you come up with one on the go?
No, it was the first time. So it was quite classic to write the story for Thomas and Joseph. But the difficulties were in the palindromic structure, because as I said, localization is a very strong problem. When you read the story in both ways, you can't be... The tomorrow is yesterday, so it's complicated.
Yeah.
And but it's like a story. You have the you write it, and you have to be okay. To there is no so specific writing stuff
formula. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
What would you say were the biggest challenges? Of course, I guess the palindromics. But
the palindromic was for me one of the biggest. But the other one is to launch an account on Instagram and with zero followers, and we didn't know if the audience would be there, so we have no idea. It was like a It was our first time for us and for Arte, so it's it was a big challenge to have the audience, and we succeed because we have 80,000 followers. So
that's
it was
incredible.
Really good. Yeah, it was really really good, and to be every day. To have a new episode and to see all the audience growing up was very cool.
Rewarding. But did you do any like advertising or like audience building before launch? Like
Yes.
In Instagram as well, or
only on Instagram and on mobile support, because the producer, Bigger Than Fiction, is a social media producer, and they also have an advertising agency, so they know how to build a community and how to spend the money in the right way. So we have different trailers on Instagram. We have a partnership with strong social media online newspaper. Voilà. So it was. We have we spend money in the launch. And I think this is this is a key of the success too of the program.
And how long before the launch did you start to
not so long because you can't recruit
yeah.
I don't know an audience. If you have no story, if you have no content on your account,
yeah.
So two. If I d- do remember well, I'm not sure, but 2 weeks before the launch, so we already have the partners, but because we have a private account, a press account, where they could read the 15 episodes, the first 15 episodes. So they read a first part of the story. And after, I think, 2 weeks before the launch, we post the, comment on dire, the game, the rules game.
The rules of the original
and Abel's game, where they say, okay, you love me, I love you, but maybe we could spend a summer separate, okay? So they explain their own rules of this summer. We don't post anything on Facebook or on Instagram. We don't call each other, etc., etc. So we have this, and after we have two episodes. We post two episodes, and when we launch the series, in fact it was the third episode, if I do remember well. And we have a trailer, and. And after we had a lot of organic sharing.
Yeah.
It means in the comments the people say, "Hey, come and see, come and read it. It's nice, cool. Wow, yeah." And so we were lucky.
That's really good. Well, you were lucky, but the product is good. It's a good story. As you said, the audience reaction was positive. But overall, when it finished, when they read Old Summer, what was the reaction and what was the after reaction?
The after reaction. So we end the summer with the revelation of the palindrome. Mm. So we say, okay, you read the story, but if you want, you can reread it. I don't know.
They didn't know that until it ended. That's really
interesting. It was a secret.
Awesome.
It was the revelation at the end. Mm-hmm. And for me, the palindrome was also the possibility to have no ending. And when the broadcasting is ending, the audience can always arrive and discover a story. Mm. So this is for me the structure that could have real time broadcasting, and after the real time you also have a story to read and you're not frustrated because you missed the real time.
So that's right, because the format doesn't allow you to read it in the way it was published, so it worked perfectly with Instagram. That's really clever.
Exactly. So at the end, we revealed the palindrome, so they were quite exciting and say, wow, yes, cool. And after, some of them, we know they read it in the other way, but a lot of people say, okay, I'm done. I spent a really nice summer. Thank you. Bye. And to be after... In fact, we didn't earn followers because what we learn is that the real time, the broadcasting and the everyday broadcasting make the audience.
Yeah.
But when you have no posting, nor they just don't see you and they forget you. It's not because they don't like you anymore. They just don't see you. So you don't have readers after the broadcasting, in fact.
Yeah.
It was a lesson for us. We learned this.
It's a momentary thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think I read there is a book or there will be a book.
There is a book, a paper book.
Nice.
It because we thought that maybe we know that the readers on Instagram are not the readers on paper, so we know that we have different audience, so there is no cannibalism or anything. So
yeah,
and thought that maybe in the library it would be great to have this story too. So we made a little adaptation to be in the paper format. It's you have some new stories in the paper to have more background stories of Abel or Olivia, and it was interesting, but for me it's an Instagram first format.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because of what you said, that the format it's telling the story as well, so you
yeah.
Kind of. But it's interesting how you can just have like different dimensions of the project
yeah.
in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about narratives on different platforms such as this one, social media, and the potential they have? What is your feeling about?
About making a story on different platform or?
On platforms like social media, like Facebook, for example. There is one now, I don't know if you've seen it, called Scam. That,
Yes.
yeah, that one, it's a little bit like this one, that it's about real time and it goes
Yeah.
on Facebook. So what do you think about this like approach and its future?
I think that we have to invest the social media to tell stories, because there is a lot of space to create beautiful stories, and this is where the people, the audience, spent a lot of time.
Yeah.
And I'm really interesting by, okay, you see advertising, you follow I don't know, someone really famous and everything, but it's very interesting for me to have some documentaries or fiction
Yeah.
or comics in your timeline, because I think we need stories, and we need good stories by writers by people who are loving to do this. So I think we have to invest the social media, and you have a lot of potential, a lot of format that you can imagine. There's a lot of things to do.
Yeah, it's interesting as well to think that right now everyone is a creator. In a way, with Instagram stories, everyone is telling a story in a way. So it's kind of authors. It's a tool for authors as well to create and investigate. So, and what is next for you? What are your upcoming projects or anything you'd like to share?
Next is summer two.
Yay!
Because today it was the first day of the new season in French. But it's in English. We're gonna do in English this year. But it's the 5th of July, the beginning. So I think the account on Instagram would be summer_arte. This is the broadcaster, and so this is the big news, because it's
excellent.
Today. And after, I have another project. It's about a boxer. It's Panama Albron, the story of Panama Albron. It's the first champion boxing black, Hispanic, and gay. And he was a world champion in 1929.
Oh, wow.
So I'll let you imagine his life. And it's an incredible life. And so we tell it in a comics also, and it will be on for the phone. So I do a web app. It's a different format, but it's a story. It's a web app comics, and we mix drawings with documentary archives. So
excellent. Is it interactive or mainly just reading? And
no, it's interactive, because you have to interact with the interface to read the story. So
yeah.
The first step of the interactivity. And yes, it's an interactive comic. comics.
That is really, really cool. Well, yeah. Camille, thank you so much for sharing all your experience and your insights. And I look forward to see your upcoming projects and, of course, to read Summer finally in English. Yay!
Thank you for the invitation.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share? Your website or contact? Any?
I can share my website, but it's in French. And the name is Super Simon, so I have no Super Simon.
I'll share it in the podcast as well, so users and
it's all in French. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Google Translate. Well, thank you very much. It was great talking.